transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Join us for worship or Bible study at the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
How many of you, you don't have to raise your hands, but I want you to think for a moment what life would be like if you depended upon your preschool education. As we say today, 3K, 4K, 5K kindergarten, maybe even first or second grade. I want you to imagine what life would be like today. How it would be to try and survive in the world today with a first grade education. I have heard it said by children, I won't say which one, he knows who he is, I just need to watch PBS and I'll learn everything I need to know. Or some people say, everything I need to know I learned on Sesame Street. Right? Our kids bring up these sayings because they see in life that we're constantly having to learn something new. And as far as we're concerned, when we're children, we've already learned enough. We've learned enough to get us by. We went to kindergarten. We watched Sesame Street. We don't need to go to school anymore. Now, we as adults know that that's simply not true. That going to school year after year, learning and continuing to learn year after year is what helps to prepare us for life. Especially in this high technology world that we live in. If we went about life with a kindergarten education, we would be really struggling to make ends meet. Not impossible, but it would be very difficult for us. We know that we have to continue learning. And there are many professions, nursing for example, where we have to continue to go to school. We have to continue to refresh our minds and to learn something to continually keep our minds and our abilities in tune with what we need to do for our job and for life. And so because we know all those things, it always amazes me when we look at our spiritual life and we basically live with whatever I learned in Sunday school was good enough for me. If we went to Sunday school, if we attended every Sunday. And yet most of us go through life as if what we learned as little children is enough to prepare our soul to encounter the world. In a way, that's what the Lord is trying to help us understand in this morning's gospel. Just as a reminder of the gospel this morning, this is the parable of the sower. And the Lord begins, he said, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And we know that some fell on the rock, we know that some fell on the thorns, and some fell in fertile soil. And something that I have come to appreciate living here in Florence and driving past the fields that have their crops throughout the years, one thing that I have come to appreciate is that a good farmer doesn't just throw his seed out once, but every season he throws his seed out. And some years there's a good harvest and other years there's a not so good harvest. And that a good farmer tends to the soil. Even after he pulls up one crop, he doesn't just go throw fresh seed. He prepares the soil. A good farmer doesn't go and find himself a brand new field that has never grown anything and just begin throwing seed. That seed would fall, like it says in the gospel, on the hard soil and nothing would grow. Go ahead. Just turn it off. Just turn it off. See, technology. Technology is taking over our world, right? So, my brothers and sisters, it always amazes me that we don't put the work into our soul that we know a good farmer has to put into his ground, and that we know in life that we have to put into our own education. And so I want to share this morning what I believe is the essence of this gospel. We are all phases of this gospel is the condition of our hearts and the condition of our soul. At some time in our life, we are the hard path. At some time in our life, we are filled with the rocky soil. At some times in our life, we are surrounded by weeds that choke us out. And sometimes in our life, we are the rich, fertile soil receiving the Word of God. We can be all four sometimes in the same season. But we can also go back and forth. Think about it for a moment. You've driven through town and you've seen these abandoned lots, you know, where there used to be buildings and today there's no buildings, or there used to be a driveway for an old restaurant or something. And when it's just left there, the driveway, by nature, by just the way of the cold and the rain and the this and the that, eventually the driveway begins to crumble away. And then the seeds from the weeds and the grasses land in all those little cracks and they begin to grow. They don't grow very long, just as in the gospel lesson, right? Because there's no soil there, their roots cannot go deep down, and so they wither away. But while they're there, they work the concrete, they work the cracks, they work the rocks, and eventually it ends up having some soil there. And eventually something can grow. And we know this if you look at the ancient ruins of Greece and throughout the world, there are entire worlds growing on top of old civilizations as nature takes and makes soil out of rocks and things like that. The same thing is true for our soul if we allow it. If we take the time to work our soul, we will be able to move our soul from the hard pathway to the rich, fertile soil. It doesn't happen overnight. And every Sunday and every year, we continue to hear the Word of God. Our Lord says that the seed is the Word of God. Well, if the seed is the Word of God, the sower is God Himself, the Father. And so year after year, we continue in our Orthodox tradition to hear the same words over and over and over again. It's the same liturgy for 1700 years. It's the same scripture readings year after year after year. But if we're really working the soil of our heart, Our heart is prepared differently this year than it was last year. And hopefully, just like nature takes its course, hopefully the Word of God can make a deeper presence in our soul. And we pray that with working our soul, that we can eventually bear fruit of our faith in God. But it cannot happen so long as we think everything we learned in Sunday school was enough. It cannot happen as long as we just leave our soul to take care of itself. Our soul becomes like that vacant land covered in weeds. Eventually, nothing good grows because the weeds choke it all out. But glory be to God. Every Sunday, He gives us a chance to start fresh. With every opportunity hearing the Word of God, and with every chance that we are able to call and schedule a holy confession, He gives us a chance to start over again and to begin the process of working our soul. And sometimes it needs just a little tilling of the weeds. You know, the good farmer, when he goes out, doesn't have to work the soil completely every single time he goes out. But if he lets a field grow over with something, then that soil takes extra work to prepare for harvest. The same is true with our soul. And the church, by God's grace, has given us all of the tools we need to prepare our soul and our hearts to receive the Word of God and to take root deep in our heart and our soul so that we can properly be prepared to take on the world and its challenges. That's why the life of prayer and fasting and taking care of the poor and coming to church as often as we are able, not just on Sundays, reading the Holy Scriptures every day. Some of us may not even remember where our Bible is in our home. Some of us know exactly where it is, and we just have to pick it up and take off the dust and open it up. And those are the opportunities, my brothers and sisters, for us to work our hearts and to prepare our soul to hear the Word of God. This is why the gospel ends this morning with the following words: He who has ears to hear, let him hear. If we want our soul to thrive, if we want to bear fruit in our life worthy of being called Orthodox Christians, then the time has come in our life no longer to let our soul just sit with no attention. The time has come in our life to put into action the life that our church has given us. Fasting every Wednesday and Friday. Reading the Scriptures every day. Picking up a book from the bookstore and reading and learning about the faith that we think we learned in Sunday school. I can't tell you how many times I meet 30, 40, 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 80-year-old Christians who say, I went to Sunday school, but I just don't remember those things. There's one more thing I want to add into this morning's time together. In any garden, there are good seeds and bad seeds. There are seeds that bear wonderful fruit, And there are seeds that are the weeds that are going to come in and choke out the fruit. No good farmer would go to the store and buy a bag of weed seed and throw it in his garden. But that's exactly what we do when we go outside of the church to learn life lessons. When we allow other churches to teach us, we're throwing weeds into our garden. When we allow other religions to inspire us how to live our life, or politicians, or anyone outside the church, when we open our hearts and ears to those words, it's like throwing weeds directly into our garden. And no caring farmer would do that. There's a difference between good seed and bad seed. The good seed comes from God and His church. And then it's our responsibility as Orthodox Christians to work the soil and to prepare the soil of our hearts so that seed can be nourished through Holy Communion and through the various services of our church when we encounter God. And someday, by God's grace, He will say to us, good and faithful servant, and our hearts and our lives will bear the true fruit of faith. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. Contributions may be sent to Be Transfigured Ministries, P.O. Box 5030, Florence, South Carolina 29502, or on our website at www.liveanewlifeinchrist.org.